The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love it. All right, good day, tokers and tokettes. Welcome. It is Wednesday, July 10th, 2013, and it's got to be 7:10. That's right, it's 7:10, folks. Says so right there on the clock. And for those of you who are new to the dab culture, if that doesn't mean anything to you, maybe I can help you figure it out. There you go. Oil, 7:10. It's all about concentrates today. It's all about BHO. Today we're having our 7:10-day celebration, and we couldn't have asked a better guest to join us than our good friend Ganja John from Cascadia Concentrates, Healing Space Gardens. Guy's been doing great work in this emerging dab culture. He won the first High Times Medical Cannabis Cup that was specifically for concentrates. He's on the road right now coming back from California, but we're going to talk to him on the phone and get his thoughts on the emerging dab culture, the stories that we hear from time to time of idiots blowing themselves up, and what he predicts for the upcoming Seattle Cannabis Cup. It's going to be a good conversation, so join us at half past the hour. And folks, all sorts of great new stuff we got going on here at 420 Radio. We have now got a live audio stream that you can get into through Shoutcast, Winamp, Windows Media Player, iTunes, Media Monkey, VLC, anything that will play media on your computer or smartphone can pretty much pick up this file. You can go to our main page at 420radio.org, click the button in the top right corner, the big blue button. It'll open up a panel. It's got the links for the PLS download file you need to connect to our live 24-hour audio stream. It's a lot better for those smartphones, those 3G phones that don't have quite as good a connection. Or if you're still in rural areas where you can only get dial-up, it'll be a great way to keep up with 420 Radio. We're also excited to announce that we're now on TuneIn.com. TuneIn.com, one of the best apps out there on your smartphones for getting live radio. You can listen to our audio stream 24 hours a day. So welcome to all our new TuneIn guests. Also on today's show, time for a radical rant. NBC News last night and the Today Show today featured a story on an epileptic boy who's using medical marijuana in Colorado. I got to tear apart some of the media framing on this, and I got a few words for Dr. Nancy Snyderman. Also, in Behind the Headlines, we're going to look at the 7:10 Cup. I'm on my way to Denver, Colorado this weekend to cover the 7:10 Cup, the first all-concentrates cup that we're aware of, as well as next week, Monday through Wednesday, I'm going to take a stop off in between coming back from Denver to stop off in my stomping grounds of Boise, Idaho. We're going to do three live shows from Boise, Idaho. We're going to meet up with Lindsay Reinhart and the Idaho 3, talk about her experience on The View, and plenty more. Hey, we got all sorts of stuff. The news is next. Stay tuned. It's The Russ Belville Show.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Washington, D.C. considers bill to decriminalize marijuana after leading the nation in pot arrests. From the New York Daily News. Washington, D.C.'s City Council will vote on a measure that would decriminalize possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, making it a civil violation punishable with a fine of $100. At a news conference, Council Member Tommy Wells, chairman of the Council's Committee on the Judiciary and Public Safety, noted a recent American Civil Liberties Union report that marijuana arrests in the nation's capital are more than three times the national average, and that African Americans in the district are eight times more likely to be arrested for pot possession than whites. Under current laws in the Capitol, possession of any amount of marijuana is a crime punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $1,000. While jail time and large fines would be a thing of the past for residents under 18 caught with less than an ounce of pot, minors would be required to attend a drug and alcohol awareness program. 17 states in the nation have passed similar laws decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana. 75% of Washington residents support the basic guidelines of the new measure, a public policy polling survey taken in April has found. Marijuana banking proposal back before Congress from the Denver Post. Congress members from Colorado and Washington are planning to try again to help marijuana business access banking services. A bill to be introduced Wednesday revives an effort to shield financial institutions from prosecution if they allow marijuana businesses to access any banking services. Financial institutions now violate federal drug law if they allow marijuana banking, leaving the industry running mostly on cash in the states that allow marijuana. The pot banking bill would allow businesses to make deposits, apply for loans, and accept credit cards. Colorado Representative Earl Perlmutter and Washington Representative Denny Heck are the lead sponsors. The measure faces dim prospects in the Republican-controlled House. New Mexico, vets need better access to medical marijuana from the Air Force Times. Medical marijuana advocates in New Mexico launched a campaign Tuesday to protect veterans' access to cannabis in the state, saying the initiative has national implications as more former troops with post-traumatic stress disorder find relief for their symptoms by using pot. PTSD is a qualifying condition for New Mexico's medical marijuana program, but former troops often face difficulties obtaining the drug or can be fired from jobs that prohibit its use, according to the organizers of the Freedom to Choose campaign. Protections for veterans are needed, advocates say, because vets suffer the top two conditions that qualify for medical marijuana in New Mexico, PTSD and chronic pain, more than any other populations, and they often face job discrimination. According to the Veterans Affairs Department, an estimated 11% to 20% of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans suffer from PTSD, and 30% of Vietnam veterans have the condition. In 2010, the VA issued a policy that allows patients to use medical marijuana in the states where it's legal, although VA physicians are not allowed to prescribe it. Australian expert, legalize marijuana to protect teens from binge drinking. This from The Raw Story. The director of Australia's Alcohol Policy Research Body said Tuesday that he believes marijuana should be legalized and tightly controlled by the government in order to reduce binge drinking, which he said has a much stronger association with violence than any other drug of abuse, particularly among teens. Robin Room told the Herald Sun on Tuesday that it, quote, makes sense to legalize marijuana in a controlled market, end quote. He also threw his support to legalizing marijuana, saying it would particularly affect teens who are most prone to injury from binge drinking. He went on to recommend the government create a monopoly on marijuana sales as well, saying the drug should not be available in supermarkets and must not be advertised at all. Room reportedly added, quote, cannabis is not without harm, but it's substantially less than alcohol and tobacco in terms of social harm. Michigan marijuana supporters to tout economic clout by spending $2 bills from the Detroit Free Press. Stephen Green watched through the clear partition of a credit union in Southfield, his smile growing to a grin as a teller counted out $200 in $2 bills. Starting today, leaders of medical marijuana and cannabis legalization groups in Michigan plan a quirky 3-week campaign to demonstrate their economic clout. They want supporters to spend at least one $2 bill for each cash purchase. Michigan has slightly over 3% of the U.S. population, so that should mean Michigan's marijuana users currently spend about $945 million a year on marijuana, said Karen O'Keefe from MPP. About 13% of Michiganders reported using marijuana in the past year, according to federal surveys. This has been your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we take a look at the emerging culture that is known by the number 710. We're talking about marijuana concentrates, BHO, hash, oil, Earl, butter, shatter, and all the like. The 710 Cup is this weekend. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Where is he?
Don't worry, he's gonna be here.
Where is he?
What time is it?
420.
Time to get lifted. Ah, God. My bones hurt from not smoking.
420 is when we smoke.
God, I love 420.
It's my favorite 3-digit number.
Do you guys think anyone else knows about 420?
What do you mean?
It's our thing. You know, we are always saying it, you know?
Yeah.
That's because we are always smoking at 420, you know? Do you think anyone else has caught on by now?
Why would anyone give a rat's dick about when we light up?
Actually, I may have told somebody.
What?
How could you?
That's our thing, dude. Our thing.
That's somebody else's thing. Who did you tell?
Just my older brother.
That's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
And the Grateful Dead.
You told the Grateful Dead about 420?
Who?
Uh-huh.
The greatest rock band of our generation. You told them about our secret smoking ritual?
It's not that bad. Okay? The Grateful Dead, like, I've never heard of them, so it's not like the whole world knows. You know? It's not going to turn into a big holiday.
Actually...
You got to be
shitting me! The hell is wrong with you?
Listen, relax, okay? It's not that bad. In fact, imagine your name in lights. The Waldos. 420. The holiday.
You know what? I can't wait till we are famous people.
Hey, where does 420 even come from?
It's Hitler's birthday.
Hey, man. Am I driving okay?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a
right. We are going to take a little trip. Welcome back. It's time for us to go behind the headlines. And tomorrow night, gosh, it is tomorrow night, I will be flying out of Portland International Airport on my way to Denver, Colorado for the 710 Cup. And not going in a booth or, you know, officially a 420 radio appearance, just kind of going as a civilian. But you know me, I can't ever go to these things and not work. So I'll be taking the little Fink cam or the handy cam. Actually, Zoom cam. You've got Fink cam. But I'll take the Zoom cam with me. We'll get some video. We'll get some interviews. And Brian and I might even try to rig up something where I can stream audio live and just do it remotely. Put the laptop on my back. So it'll be interesting. We'll see if we can make that work. But the 710 Cup takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But actually, events are starting tonight as it is 710. There is the Dabs of Denver event that's taking place tonight, and this is available up on Facebook. If you go to, let's see, where's the link for that? Dabs of Denver link. We'll post that in our chat room. If you want to go out there, that's happening tonight. Our own Grey Wolf is going to be going out there as well. I think I saw him chatting about that this morning, so we'll see if that comes through on the links. I don't know if I've got the I'm not logged in. Gotta log in, and we'll put that in there for you. But Dabs of Denver happening tonight. Top Shelf Extracts is, I believe, sponsoring that one. Daniel DeSalles and those folks. So should be a good party, and it just kind of is going to be the warm-up party, I think, for this 710 Cup that's happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're 10 of Colorado's best extract companies are having the 710 event tonight, and the profits are going to be donated to the Disabled Veterans of America. You can get your tickets for tonight at 710celebration.eventbrite.com. And Eventbrite is B-R-I-T-E, right? Like a light bright. So dating myself there. 710celebration.eventbrite.com. And Daniel just noted on his Facebook recently here that I extended ticket sales until 30 minutes before the event. There are still a few left, and this was posted 2 hours ago. So if you want to get your tickets, get on Facebook and check that link that I gave you earlier. Also, of course, Friday is the beginning of the 710 Cup in Denver. This will begin with a judges party at the Wright Group Events Center on Colorado Boulevard. It's free for judges, judges only, and VIP, $20 to the public. At 9 p.m. So yeah, 7:10 to 9 is just the judges and the VIPs. And then at 9 o'clock to 1 in the morning, then public can get in. It's $20 to the public, free for the judges and VIPs. Saturday, July 13 is the actual expo of this, and it's sponsored by Weed Maps. 710 Cup at the Wright Group Events Center. Doors open 11:30 a.m. It runs till 10 at night. There's going to be late night parties at the event center from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Again, $20 to the public for the late night parties. So it's going to be a long day of dabbing on Saturday. All sorts of great performances happening on Saturday. They've got three different stages: Hubby's Edibles, Grassroots, and Hitman Womp Truck. On Saturday, there'll be panels on safety, comedy by the Fine Gentlemen's Club. Grassroots stage, you're going to get Marlon Asher for the 420 set. That'll be a lot of fun. I also see late night, 9 o'clock on the Grassroots stage, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I got to see him at a Cannabis Cup. Amazing performer. You want to check that out. Also on Saturday, Cloud D, Noah Deep, late night radio will be there. Bunch of others. You'll have to check the710cup.com for information. On Sunday, they do it all over again. Sunday, the 710 Cup taking place 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. The awards ceremony happening leading up about 8 or 9, I think. 10 o'clock to 1 a.m. for a late night party on Sunday as well. After two full days of dabbing, I don't know if anybody will be standing, much less partying. But on Sunday, you'll get to see panels from Top Shelf Extracts, a panel on legality, a seminar on vaporizing, comedy from the Fine Gentleman's Club again, OG status. The 710 Cup Awards will happen at 7 o'clock. Those are open to the public. And we've also got Citrus, Base Science. What do you know? Sunday night, 6 o'clock at the Hitman Womp Truck, Raw Russ. I think I'm going to have to go introduce myself. So that's happening, 710 Cup. I'll get you as much video and audio as I can possibly bring to you. Also, to let you know, after the 710 Cup, I'm going to, on my way back from Denver, I'm going to make a little flight stop in Boise, Idaho, my hometown. Thought it time to visit my parents. My mom's birthday comes up in July, so I'm going to visit mom and dad and the family Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But we're still going to do shows. We're going to do live shows from Boise, Idaho. Going to visit with Lindsey Reinhart and the Idaho 3, talk about the developments in their case, all sorts of new developments. Plus, of course, Lindsey was just on The View with Barbara Walters, and Cheryl Schumann was there as well, and Simi Dillon. So we'll talk about her experience in New York City, what's been happening with the progression of her MS since she's not allowed to use cannabis right now to keep her kids. Check that out coming up in the next 3 days. So I don't know what we're going to do for Friday's show. We're still working that out.
We may just have to do a replay.
Monday through Wednesday next week from Boise, Idaho Live. And we'll fill you in from there.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man, a reefer man? If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
What makes something funny? How does humor impact health and psychological well-being? How can you incorporate humor into everyday life? A concise, reader-friendly introduction to an important but often underappreciated topic in modern psychology, Humor 101 explains the role of comedy, jokes, and wit in the sciences and discusses why they are so important to understand. Psychology professor Dr. Mitch Earlywine draws from his personal experiences in stand-up comedy to focus on how humor can regulate emotion, reduce anxiety, and diffuse tense situations, expose pretensions, build personal relationships, and much more. He irreverently debunks the pseudoscience on the topic of humor and leaves readers not only funnier, but better informed. It's part of the Psych 101 series from Springer Publishing, Humor 101 by Dr. Mitch Earlywine, PhD.
Big Daddy thinks.
Funky Roller Rink, Roller Rink.
Oh yeah, this is Big Daddy, and I'll be your freakazoid every Thursday night, right here at the Funky Roller Rink.
Funky Roller Rink.
11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, only on RadicalRuss.com.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
It's kind of ironic. It's 7:10 and we don't have any oil here whatsoever, but I am feeling pretty Irie.
Yes, well, you know, it's good to keep it Irie no matter what. I've been feeling kind of down lately, unfortunately, so there's not going to be a new Red Eyes Reggae flashback tonight. I need to take a break.
What a harsh crowd.
Haterade, you know. Anyway, I got to take a little break, kind of take stock of myself. But coming up here, we've got a track by the local group Outpost, who I've really been digging, you know, and trying to help promote them. And they're from here in Portland, Oregon. And this is a song, one of their earlier tracks. This is called Grow Your Own. And, you know, it's been jiving in my head lately. So check it out.
For the set, crowd reeling off a sound check.
1, 2.
Left them feeling out a dance step. Soundboard mixing in an effect. We be back in a sec. Eject, request, return my van into a green room. I'll turn my band into a dream soon. Help you, rolling cones can be tricky. And it's hard to rock the strings with your fingers all sticky.
Who got this feeling that we got? Floating high above the mountaintop. Who got this feeling that? Top.
pipes today. I put the fire to the bowl, yes, light up my soul, get the feeling. Us human beings just need to stop fussing and fighting and fooling around over what we got growing up out of the ground. It's in our yards and our basement, herb a gift so you know we won't go wasted. Plant a seed and the roots will crack the pavement. Grow your own and we'll overgrow the government. I say now,
who got this feeling that we got? Floating high above a mountaintop. Who got this feeling that we got? Who got this feeling that we got? Floating high above a mountaintop. Who got this feeling that we got? See one, cause I roll with the crowd of cop frequent. Smoke surround us in a cloud like pig pen. We go from a pound to an ounce in a weekend. So what you know about alternative medicine? Grow from each breath I and I breathe in. Leaving this earth, eating the dirt, weaving a shirt from the very same herbs we burn. The smoke signal green and purr. Who got this feeling that we got? Floating high above a mountaintop.
Hey, Jill, how are you? Everything's absolutely amazing. I haven't seen you for ages. I haven't seen you last week. I mean,
you're not invited.
I know you. What's your name?
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'll make it.
What are you laughing at? A little bit stressed, a little bit panicky. You look a bit panicky, a little bit scary.
What's your name?
The more you mess with cannabis, the more it can mess with your mind. To find out more, talk to Frank.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
The cannabis community includes a diverse set of activists and nonprofits working to end the prohibition of marijuana. We take the time to hear the stories of reform on the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Community Chat.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 31 after on 710, and what better person to have on 710 than our friend Ganja John. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Russ. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great, and I want to thank you for pulling over, and I know you're on the road coming back from California, so we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem, man.
You just did, you know, we're just in Denver for the first U.S. Cannabis Cup, and there you were up on the stage with the Dabs panel. Tell folks about how that came to be, because I don't think it was originally planned, was it?
Well, it was planned for a long time. I've been pestering Bobby Black for a while, asking him to put me on a Dab panel. And wouldn't you know it, he agreed to put me on one in San Francisco, and then he got high and forgot. So I didn't end up in the guidebook, but I just walked up on stage. I walked up to Dan Sky and said, "Hey, I'm Don DeJohn." He said, "I remember you. You're here for the Dab panel, right?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So we asked for more chairs. Addison DeMora from Steep Hill, he just walked up on stage too. He wasn't in the guidebook either, so we just have, you know, we have swag, so we just walk up on stage and we feel like we should be there.
And it worked out good. I heard it was in a fantastic panel. Our listener, John Thomas, filmed it. We've got it up on the Radical Russ YouTube page right now if anybody wants to check it out. But one of the things I heard from it, there was unanimous agreement amongst the Dabs panel that you didn't like the vapor pens. Was that true?
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's kind of come to bite me in the ass a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, in reality, being 100% real with everyone, I don't really think those vapor pens are that great. They're made with cheap e-cigarette parts from China. You know, the people who are manufacturing this stuff don't care about your health.
Yeah.
Don't care about what kind of metal they're putting in there or what kind of silicone or any kind of stuff like that. So, I mean, I've used a couple of them, and they, you know, right out of the box, you hit the power button on them, and they just pour smoke out, you know, and you know, that smoke's not accounted for. People are using these things right out of the box, and they're heating up metals that have gear oil on them or aren't the right kind of metal. But lately I've seen, I know Kindstack just came out with another one that has a porcelain cup in it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, stuff like that makes me a lot more comfortable. And there's ones out there that have titanium in them or whatever, but, you know, it all remains to be seen. That stuff, it's not as proven as most of the methods that we're using.
Yeah, we got a scent vaporizer by Da Vinci sent out to us, and it's got, you know, it's kind of opens up the bottom here, and it's got a little chamber, and it looks like it's got a nice kind of lining in there, but it comes with these little glass cups that you can put in there too for your oil.
Uh-huh.
So I've been waiting for you to get back into town so we can test this thing, because I tried it with herb, and I don't think it
I don't know if I'm doing it right or whatever, but I think it's really made for oils, and I'd like to see how these work. Because I'm, you know, my point on it, I just worry about the optics of the whole thing, and I think these vaporizer things look better. They just look better to the general public as far as the political ramifications.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to get pulled over, I don't want to get pulled over with a torch lighting a nail versus using a really nice vapor pen. And there's some nice ones out there. I really like the Cloud pens, and I think they're great, and I use them. I do use them. I just don't necessarily think that they're the safest thing. But, I use them in a pinch when I need to, when I'm driving or when I'm at a movie theater even or wherever, you know.
Yeah. Hey, in our chat room, Medigro wanted to know if you knew anything about the Atmos Raw vaporizers.
Atmos Raw is a good product. That's one of the vaporizers that I use. So, like I said, I can't fully endorse it, but I do like that product a lot.
Yeah. So I'm headed out to the 710 Cup in Denver, and we were talking earlier about how, you know, 710's really blown up, and I even posted on Facebook today that, like, while those of us in the know have talked 710 before, you know, especially in the hub cities, Denver, Portland, Seattle, LA, San Francisco, we kind of been talking about 710, but since the July High Times cover with Sarah Newton, you know, dabs up on the front cover of High Times, I think that kind of marked, you know, the moment it went national, the moment where now there's a national awareness of this 710 thing. From your perspective, I mean, how much has it grown just in the time you've got involved with it?
Well, I mean, I talked about in the dad panel how the first trip I ever took with you was to San Francisco to that first medical cannabis cup, and that was the first time I ever smoked hash oil. And, you know, how far it's come since then is leaps and bounds, and it's just going to get better. We used to just whip this stuff out in the sun, and people made really, really bad product, and we didn't really know what we were doing. And, you know, you remember back in those days, we would lose our breath for 30 minutes, it seemed like, sometimes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we were smoking crap. And now we're using more advanced equipment. People, especially in Denver, are using just amazing equipment and doing things that I never would have imagined. But
it is. It's come so long since I remember those first couple cups where it was all skillets. Everybody had skillet on the end of basically a bong with a tube on the end of it. And then skillets became nails, and then nails became, oh, we got to go titanium nails. Oh, we got to go domeless. And what do you see?
I remember when we couldn't even get the titanium to make nails. So we would go and buy drill bits and then lay them down into a nail shape so they would fit into our bongs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's even before Task Rock was around with Highly Educated, using a machine to make all this stuff, people were making them on their own once they figured out, you know, what worked better. So, I mean, skillets have kind of gone by the wayside. Some people still use them. A lot of, like, the quartz skillets, I used to use that stuff every day. I don't really use it anymore. We've all kind of gone back to the tried true nail with a dome or domeless nail or something, right? Like right now in my car, I'm using a domeless nail, so there's less to fumble around with while I'm driving. But, it's definitely come leaps and bounds. I mean, I have some of the Paris OG that won the Denver U.S. Cup. And, I mean, the San Francisco Cup. And it's just amazing. I mean, I can't believe the taste of this stuff, how clean it's gotten. And, I mean, a lot of people know I don't really smoke weed anymore. This is really all I smoke. So I'm kind of looking at weed as an unfinished product. But that's not to say that we need to, you know, we want to lose the art of growing, because a lot of people bring me just crap and I have to turn them away because, you know, I can't turn crap into gold. I can turn gold into gold.
There we go.
You know, it's interesting how the whole community now is kind of, especially people that call themselves extract artists who do it professionally, they all kind of move together and are all in sync together, and we're all kind of doing the same things now. Whereas before, it was all just the Wild West. Nobody really knew what they were doing or why they're even doing it.
Hmm. You're talking about turning gold into gold, and that brings me to Cascadia Concentrates. We got the spoiled logo up there on the screen right now. And what's happening with Cascadia, and will we see you at the U.S. Cannabis Cup in Seattle?
Well, I don't know what's happening with Cascadia right now. Cascadia was me and my brother, and my brother and I parted ways. So right now I might just be Ganja John, and it might just be Ganja John's oil. So we'll see what's going on in the next couple months. But people don't seem to want Cascadia concentrates. They want my oil. They want it coming from me. So we'll see how that's going to evolve, or if I'm going to keep that Cascadia name or not. But it looks like since the law changed here in Oregon, you're going to be able to buy my concentrates a lot easier. Much easier.
That's right. Coming July 4th of 2014, I think, when it goes into effect, or March 2014, yep. Whatever it is. But in 2014, we will have dispensaries here, legal ones in the state of Oregon. And not only is it going to, you know, build a lot of business for concentrates and for growers, but also, you know, up to this point, a lot of these places have just been fly by night, you know, running by the seat of their pants. Now there's going to have to be regulations to follow, and they're going to need legal help and all sorts of ancillary products. So we're looking forward to that.
And one of the things, like our dispensaries in Portland right now, there's about 100 dispensaries around Portland, and a lot of them run, well, almost all of them run in the farmer's market style, where somebody sits at a booth, the guy who usually grew it or knew somebody who grew it, sits at the booth and sells it individually. And one of the big problems with that is you're going into booths and you're seeing all these growers who think that they know how to make oils or think that they know how to make edibles or stuff like that, and they don't. They know how to grow good pot. That's about it. And they get into this other stuff without, you know, ever doing much research or anything like that. And, you know, I've encountered people that have never been out of Portland, and they're making oil the same way that I started making oil. They're just whipping the crap out of it, leaving butane in it, you know. And I think that's gonna standardize our oil. A lot of people are going to be more pushed to make better stuff because, I mean, no one else in Portland really has a cannabis cup, so we'll see what happens when I get my oil out there to the patients.
All right. Well, we'll keep everyone upgraded on that for sure when it happens. Now, earlier you were talking about your domeless nail using in the car while you're driving. Does that not scare you about getting caught or pulled over or in an accident or anything?
I've been pulled over while I've been dabbing and driving, and usually I'm doing it when I'm not driving. I'm not usually the one driving. Usually my wife is driving, but occasionally when I'm driving, no, I'm not really scared of it. My body's used to it. I'm not dabbing myself out. I'm not taking, you know, gram-sized hits or anything when I'm doing it. And when I have been pulled over probably 15 seconds after I've taken a dab, and it doesn't scare me as much as holding a bag of pot in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way more scared of the smell of pot than I am of the smell of hash oil.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same thing with the vaporizers. You know, the oil vaporizers, the pens, they just don't create a lot of smell. Or if they do, it's really fleeting. You know, you can walk into my house on an average day and it probably smells like dab, but it's because I've been sitting there and doing it over and over and over again. Whereas in the car, you know, I hold it in, blow it out with the window down, and pull the window back up. And another thing that's really nice about it is police aren't looking for torches going off. Police are looking for that flick, flick in the car, that light that they see over and over again. And that's when you're going to get yourself pulled over. You know, when I'm hitting my torch, there's not much light created off of it. So it's pretty inconspicuous.
Wow, man. Keeping it real with Ganja John. And this is something, you know, it sounds scary to the mainstream, but there's a lot of folks out there. My dad is driving around in a car after taking 6 Vicodin in a day. So, you know, once it's a medical use, there's a tolerance that builds. And I hope people understand that when they're listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I on an average day, will take about 10 or 15 hits of this stuff. On a not average day, on a day where I feel bad about myself, or I woke up too late or something weird happened that day, I'll take 100, you know. So it's not me doing a dab while I'm driving is keeping me awake more than anything.
All right. Well, Ganja John, we're going to let you get back on the road. Thank you for putting together some fantastic concentrates. I'm so proud of how far you've come in this movement, and I'm sure we'll see much success with however you get this into the Oregon market. Take care, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you, Russ, and thank you to all listeners. Wouldn't be here without you.
Oh, yeah. We come back, Radical Rant on NBC News. Stick around, kids, and
we'll be right
marijuana.
Back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
greatest threats to liberty has been the government taking people's liberty for things that people are in favor of. The Pew Research Group shows that 52% of Americans think marijuana should not be illegal. And yet there are people in jail, and your Justice Department is continuing to put people in jail for sale and use on occasion of marijuana. That's something the American public has finally caught up with. It was a cultural lag, and it's been an injustice for 40 years in this country to take people's liberty for something that was similar to alcohol. You have continued what is allowing the Mexican cartels power and the power to make money, ruin Mexico, and hurt our country by having a prohibition in the late 20th and 21st century. We saw it didn't work in this country in the 20s. We remedied it. This is the time to remedy this prohibition. And I would hope you would do.
Cannabinoids and health.
Cannabinoids.
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 Why am I having trouble saying that?
Cannabinoids.
Jeez. Oh,
cannabinoids.
What a gift. Play more, play more.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Today, as I went through the news headlines, I saw one that stuck right out at me. Medical marijuana for kids? Some praise results, while others worry about risks. Of course, you know our history. We have, we're good friends with Brave Michaela, the 7-year-old, and now 8-year-old, who's beating leukemia through her use of cannabis. We also know of Jeremy Eccles, who is the young autistic boy who's working, his father's working to help his symptoms. We talked to Miko Hester Perez, whose son Joey had an autistic disorder that was aided by medical cannabis. And yet there's news agencies out there that can't help but try to make this a scary controversy out there. And today we're going to focus on NBC News. As you can see right there in the video window, we got Brian Williams. This was on last night's NBC Nightly News, and I'll pause it occasionally for some commentary.
We are back with a medical treatment for children that parents say they know is controversial, yet many of them say it happens to work for their children. Some parents have come to embrace the use of medical marijuana to treat a number of conditions, and now some doctors are expressing real concerns. We get the story tonight from our chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman.
Peronies.
When Zakai Jackson was 6 months old, he was diagnosed with a form of epilepsy that causes life-threatening seizures.
He was having 60 to 250 seizures a day.
After 10 years and 17 medications, his mom, Heather, made a tough and controversial decision to give her son marijuana.
Despite the stigma associated with cannabis, we really owed it to Zakai to give it a try.
The first night she gave Zakai a liquid form of medical marijuana, she says the change was immediate and lasting.
The seizure activity was down. He started pumping his legs on the swing, which is something he was 9 years old, and you teach your children that from the time they're three, and he just never could get it.
It's really good medicine. Their lives are completely changed.
In 17 states, including Colorado, where Zakai lives, kids are able to get medical marijuana by prescription to treat everything from autism to cancer to seizures. Because growers can now breed the plants with low levels of the substance THC, experts say these kids are getting just the medicinal benefits and not the high. Still,
now, I want to stop on that for just a second, because that's one of the focuses they have on all of these points is, you know, worrying about whether the kids would get high on the medical marijuana. First of all, the amounts that are being given to these kids are not those that are going to be, you know, couch lock, Harold and Kumar type amounts of medical marijuana. And second of all, they're being giving them high CBD strains. But what if the kid did experience a little euphoria? Oh, no, the trouble that would we would experience from that. from a kid who's been battling an epileptic disorder, 60 to 250 seizures a day for 10 years, all 10 years of his life. Heaven forbid he might feel some euphoria.
Some critics say marijuana used therapeutically could also be a gateway to other drugs.
What? Really? We're going to argue gateway drug on a kid who's using some Rick Simpson oil or cannabis oil. Because, yeah, if he uses that, the next thing you know, he'll be out in the alleyway trying to score some meth. Who thinks of this stuff? Do they really believe that a kid using cannabis as medicine, instead of the other 17 pharmaceuticals that they tried, why do the other 17 pharmaceuticals not become the gateway to using other drugs? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they make big pharma profits.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is opposed to marijuana because it has not been clinically tested nor approved by the FDA.
Using marijuana as a medication is jumping the gun because we really don't know what the side effects and long-term consequences of marijuana are on particularly children.
We do know what the side effects and complications and short-term immediate effects are of a child having 60 to 250 epileptic seizures a day. You're worried about some potential long-term effects. Let's look at Tommy Chong. Let's look at Dr. Lester Grinspoon. Let's look at Willie Nelson in their 70s and 80s. Ask them a few questions about the long-term effects. Really, you're worried about whether or not they might move on to heroin or have some, I don't know, amotivational syndrome in their 20s when it's a 10-year-old child battling epilepsy and nothing else works? Do you people really listen to the words coming out of your mouth?
I spoke to a mom whose child suffered from seizure disorders and she's tried everything, and marijuana works.
I worry that we just don't know enough about it.
We don't know enough about marijuana. Gosh, it's only been around for 5,000 years. It's only been used medicinally for thousands and thousands of years. We've only had millions and millions of people that have been using it as medicine for these thousands of years, and we've only got 17 to 19,000 published peer-reviewed studies on the medical efficacy of cannabinoids. Oh, but we just don't know enough about it.
Generations ago, people were recommending tobacco. Even physicians were recommending tobacco as a good method of relaxation or to relieve stress. It seems unbelievable now.
Right, because doctors in the 50s who were paid off by tobacco companies to endorse cigarettes once claimed they had medical value. The thousands of years of medical value we've seen from cannabis and the, again, 17 to 19,000 peer-reviewed studies in PubMed available through the U.S. government's own database, that we can ignore that because, gosh, they might be lying about it. This mom might be lying about her 10-year-old getting any medical benefit from this. You know, gosh, just a few decades ago, they lied about tobacco. These moms must be lying about it. This kid, they must have coached this kid to somehow control his seizures after they give him the cannabis so it didn't look bad, right? Is that really what you want to go with? That's really what you want to stand on?
But Heather says she has all the proof she needs.
Medical marijuana is definitely saving Zakai's life. It's saving his life and it's giving him a better quality of life.
Regardless of where you stand, no one is arguing that marijuana or cannabis should be a first-line drug of choice.
Wait a minute. I am. I will argue that every day. This woman went 10 years without a son. 10 years where she's completely emotionally and intellectually disconnected from her son because the kid can't go long enough without a seizure to even have human contact. 60 to 250 seizures a day. 17 different medications to control epilepsy, none of which worked, and all of which have a list of side effects longer than my arm. And we want to say those are the first options for our kids? Those are the first things we should try. You should have to go through 10 years, a decade of trying everything pharmaceutical profitable science has to offer, and then we might let you use the pot, but only if it's low THC. We can't have the kids getting high. We wouldn't want to have that terrible side effect. Dr. Snyderman, please do some research on medical cannabis. You're embarrassing yourself as a medical professional.
But when all efforts have been exhausted and parents are really frustrated and have nowhere else to turn, increasingly the medical community and parents are looking to this as a last-ditch effort, and it comes down to quality
last
of life, Brian.
Ditch
well, you can tell
effort.
This debate is just getting started.
With 17 states saying, okay, you bet it's on the roll.
Dr. Nancy
All right,
Snyderman,
now, this is the NBC Nightly News. Now, what follows next is the same story, basically,
now,
but covered this morning
the
on the NBC Today show. Check out how they use some of the same film clips about the same kid, and they add a few extras. But notice how the framing changes a little for the morning audience, for those moms getting their kids ready for school. You'll pick it out pretty easy. You won't even need my help.
Controversy tied to medical marijuana. It is legal now in 17 states, and now some parents are using it to treat their very young children. Dr. Nancy Snyderman is NBC's chief medical editor. Nancy, good morning to you.
Hey, Savannah. We've talked about medical marijuana for adults for a long time, but increasingly doctors, parents, and communities are getting behind this for children. It is a controversy that is not going to go away.
This mother is making a drug deal, buying marijuana.
Is this the Roma oil for you today?
Yes.
But this sale is not for her. It's for her 10-year-old son, and it's all perfectly legal. This pot is being grown specifically for Zakai Jackson in Colorado by a team of brothers who legally grow medical marijuana and process it for him into a special syrup for sale at their drug store. Heather Jackson says this dope is saving her son's life. When Zakai was 16,
this mother is making a drug deal. But this dope is saving the kid's life. Wow. It's 2013. Over one-third of the states in the United States, covering about 40% of the U.S. population, have all come to a long, contentious argument over the past 16 years about the medical use of a cannabis plant that's been beneficial to mankind in myriad ways for thousands of years. And you still want to use framing from the 50s. You still want to say dope. You still want to say drug deals. Oh, my goodness. It just gets worse. Enjoy.
6 months old, he was diagnosed with a form of epilepsy that causes life-threatening seizures.
He was having 60 to 250 seizures a day. He would stop breathing. You know, all the air leaves his lungs, and he does not take another breath until that seizure is over.
She says she tried 17 medications and treatments. Nothing worked. Desperate, Heather made a tough decision to try one last doctor's recommendation.
We are Christians, we are conservative, and we're using medical marijuana. So that's kind of a big hump for people.
And it shouldn't be. That's what's really bothering me about this story, is that I believe this mom thinks of this as a last resort. I believe this mom really was tortured with having to get involved in the marijuana culture, in the subculture, even in a state like Colorado, where even before 2000, when they passed medical marijuana, was very accepting of marijuana and now has legalized marijuana. And even despite all that, all this cultural brainwashing and propaganda from our government and threats and intimidation and incarceration have all acted to put this woman in such a place where her son had to be tortured, had to suffer for 10 years when there was something available from nature right there all that time that could have helped him.
Well, to get over it.
Heather says the results were immediate.
I probably stared at him for a good 3 hours after his first dose, and then I fell asleep. I didn't feel any seizures after his very first dose.
He has been seizure-free for 9 months. In 17 states, kids are able to get medical marijuana to treat everything from autism to cancer to seizures.
Their lives are completely changed. They can eat, they can put on weight, they can sleep, they can actually have a normal childhood.
Dr. Getty says that the marijuana plant, also known as cannabis, can dial down nerve cell stimulation and stop seizures without getting kids stoned. And that's because medical marijuana can be bred with a low level of THC, the compound that gets you high. But critics include the American Academy of Pediatrics, which says that growers are jumping the gun because this remedy has not been clinically tested.
It's not enough just to believe that something is going to be a good medication. You really need to test it. A couple of generations ago, people were recommending tobacco. Even physicians were recommending tobacco as a good method of relaxation or to relieve stress.
Yeah, once again, the old tobacco thing. And we're jumping the gun. You know, when that kid who was seizing 60 to 250 times a day, when he was doing that for 10 years straight, and then he used cannabis, and he's been seizure-free for 9 months, we're jumping the gun. We haven't really clinically tested that this is really actually working. Our eyes must be fooling us. You're so full of crap, doctor, your eyes are brown. Hey, that's all the time we got. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.